KFW Mobile.
NKO4CEM.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Bad, this is on my way to work. I ain't got but 4 days this week, which I'm happy about.
Can't do much except mess with this radio mostly.
So plug yourself some or
Richard, and you know, got to meet him, and I think we spent about, I don't know, 3 hours, 4 hours messing with it and learning about it and, you know, how to work through it. And then he sent me an updated one last night. I'll have to download it in it and then make a couple of little changes, but nothing major.
It was working good for the most part, except just not being able to get a good signal into the repeater.
Weird, I never moved the radio. It was sitting, you know, I was holding it in the same exact space, sitting on the windowsill, and one time it'd transmit real good, and the next time it'd say repeater not found.
It's kind of like, you know, when TV swapped over from just analog to digital, you know, you have a channel for a little bit, something just changes, and then you lose it, and it's the same way with the digital radio. You'll have it while you got it, but then if something changes, it's gone.
If I get a little bit better antenna, maybe like a 771 or something, and put on it, it'll do a lot better.
This morning is the little 19-inch wheel. I figured it might not do great in the truck because I don't have an external antenna for it, but I'd bring it and give it a shot.
When I was, when I was setting up all the antennas and I borrowed your analyzer, you know, I never did do anything. I never did set it up for 440. I just got the 2-meter one working.
And I can get that. Like I say, with any coax losses and stuff like that, depending on how much coax run it is, you know, you might be cutting your 5 watts down to half or who knows.
125 feet of coax.
Losses measured in 100 feet.
I'll have to get me a hot spot. I looked a little bit at that Shark RF.
New one comes out, you should probably be able to pick up, you know, the older version a little bit cheaper. It probably ain't going to drop a ton, but there's supposed to be a new version coming out soon. Updated from that little white-looking module. I don't know what all they've updated on it, but you know, that was just a good one because it already has a battery, so you don't have to take anything else with you. Like, I've tried to take my hotspot in the truck. You got to take the little hotspot, and you got to have a USB cable, and you got to plug it up. It can be a pain in the butt.
Looked at was a 4.
Yeah, versions are up to now. One of them was like a little blue-colored box. And then I think they went to the next version that's had the battery in it, which was real nice.
KO4 WWZ Mobile.
KO4 CEM.
Good morning, Chandler. KN4 TFW.
For HKX. Good morning, Chandler. Gentlemen.
KO4 WWZ.
And Andrew, the Shark RF is, the new one's out. It's the 4 that Ken was looking at.
3 will drop in price a little bit.
I've seen some 5-0s on Amazon last night for about $160. They'll do the hotspot. They're not the newest and latest thing out there, but they work.
That and MLDV, whatever that little circuit board is on top of it, to hook the little antenna up to.
Had all that in a little steel box to put it in. It came in that. It was much smaller than mine, but it already had the little RF antenna, the board, the little 1x1.3 screen there, and that was it. It wasn't anything fancy at all. It was just enough to get by.
I like mine, because I think mine's a a little Pi Zero with a board attached to it, and a little display, and it's a little fancy clear case. I think I ordered it from either Gigaparts or something. I don't remember exactly where I ordered it from, but it's fairly simple like that.
Surprised to see that you could still get them with the chip shortage and everything going on for that cheap.
DMR-4A going into the hotspot.
I'm pretty good, and I can talk to people. I think this weekend, because of the rain, the connection was a little iffy. Y'all know I got myself a truck, right?
That's a good looking, what is that, an 80 model Ford F-150?
1980 Ford F-150. I don't know, but they may have called it an F-100 back then. I'm not really sure.
This year they went away from the good body style.
Good. Hold it. That truck made a daggone steal. Still. You still can't get cars like that no more. That's a good truck.
Good truck. I was just saying it wasn't as nice as the 79.
I can see that. I can see that.
Truck, now your goal is to see how many antennas you can get mounted on top of it.
Okay. I was thinking about putting antennas on the mounting them to the mid side of the mirror. That's one of the trucks you can do that with.
Ground plane is, but you can definitely do it.
Don't you mount your antennas to your mirrors on your tool truck?
If you're going to do that, you have to make sure they're grounded and bonded. Otherwise, there is no ground plane.
See that? I don't know how that would work.
Put braided cable for the base of the antenna over to the body. That way it's bonded to the truck and the truck becomes the ground plane.
Well, that truck still needs a lot of work done to it. I know for a fact they've got the best brakes in the world. When you press on the brakes, it sounds like you're pressing on something that's full of air. It definitely needs a lot of electrical work. And one of the gas tanks is leaking. That we know of. And we're going to take it to our mechanic to see what else he might find wrong with it, or for him to tell us what else we'll have to get back to it. It's a project truck, pretty much.
And at least one or two good projects playing around.
You're right. Yep. Well, I'm hoping downtown I'm doing all the work to it. I'm going to get her on the road and she's going to sound very, very pretty. Patrick, I haven't seen you up on DNR lately. That's why I haven't seen you at all. Did you talk on Talk Route 91 or Talk Route 93?
I don't. I monitor the North Carolina talk group. That's about it.
Did you pick it up?
Did you get your grass push hog yesterday?
At least the front yard, and then I knocked down a little bit of the backyard, so I feel a little bit safer walking out to the shed. I mean, it was, God darn, I mean, you walk out there to do anything with the antenna, and I was just worried to death I was going to get bit by a snake.
Sections of mine, it's about knee high now. I'm going to have to bush hog it. But it's been so wet and rainy up here, there's no way.
Got mine now that we got a little bit of rain. I held off on cutting it. My neighbor had his cut, and last week, and man, when you looked at it, the whole yard was brown. It was about to die.
So we cut it before we went to the beach, and basically we're gone 9 days, come back, nobody cut it last week, and, you know, then it was raining this weekend, so I don't know. I figured I had to do a little something yesterday, and my son, hopefully he can get out there today or sometime this week and hack the rest of it down.
The weather is what it's supposed to be this week.
Patrick, I think it's supposed to be pretty decent. I know for a fact that Friday and Saturday it's supposed to be another washout like it was this weekend.
Too. It's going to get more rain this coming weekend. But, well, gentlemen, I need to jump on out. I need to head on in here. I forgot it's Tuesday, so got to get to this 6 o'clock meeting. So y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road, and hopefully I'll holler at you when I get off work. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good day and enjoy your meeting, KO4HX.
Andrew, have a good one. KO4CSW.
73 Andrews, KO4, that's WC. Don't look too hard.
Looking at today?
Blue Mountain Road and Black Road. I'm going back to the old job site. Lucky, we won't have the flag, we just have to keep an eye on the shoulder. Seems how that's what we did last time, I'm hoping it's what we do this time. But I could be wrong, but that road is a very busy road, and flagging that road would be rough.
But that is a busy road.
Where are all your stops at today, Patrick? Sounds good. I think you're about to hit the black hole, though. You seem to be breaking up.
Yep, I am. I'm going to have to make the switch. Chandler, good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX again. I don't know if you're going to move over or not.
No, you stay with me. I'm just kidding. Do what you want to,
kid. You're probably about to stop and get you a drink or something at the store. So I'm going to make the switch. KN4TFW.
KO4WWC. Richard, are you out there this morning? Contact KO4WWC.